Thanks for picking me up, Dad.
Sure. Did you have a good time?
I guess.
It's kind of a spooky night out, isn't it?
Spooky? I don't know.
It's autumn, the wind is blowing, the leaves across the road, the full moon is out. See how the trees line both sides of the road and they're swaying back and forth? Whenever I'm on this road in the fall, I feel like Ichabod Crane returning home from the Van Tassels.
Who?
Ichabod Crane, you know, the legend of Sleepy Hollow, the Headless Horseman.
Oh, right.
Are you afraid of the Headless Horseman?
No.
What are you afraid of?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Why not?
Because you're gonna try to scare me.
Would I do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I might. But I promise, whatever you say right now, I won't use it against you.
No.
Come on. Are you afraid of people wearing masks?
I'm not sane.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Dad!
Are you afraid of spiders?
No, but Melody Buckman is.
Are you afraid of snakes? Are you afraid of ghosts?
I'm not telling you.
Are you afraid of zombies? Are you afraid of playing rock music records backwards?
What's a record?
Never mind. Are you afraid of aliens?
Dad, no!
Are you afraid of frogs?
No!
Are you afraid of lily pads?
No!
Are you afraid of maxi pads?
Inappropriate!
Are you afraid of shoulder pads?
Like the football players wear?
No, like women's clothes in the 80s.
Yeah, kind of.
Sorry. Are you afraid of creepy dolls?
No.
Are you afraid of clowns?
No.
Are you afraid of the Y chromosome?
What?
The Y chromosome, you know, it determines gender.
I know what it is, but why would I be scared of it?
That's the question. Why? Are you afraid of vampires?
No, they're not real.
Are you afraid of nuclear war?
No.
Are you afraid of people putting plastic over your head?
No.
Are you afraid of dangling participles?
What are you talking about?
Are you afraid of lurking variables? Ooh, they're lurking.
Seriously?
Are you afraid of mannequins?
No.
Are you afraid of munchkins?
No.
Are you afraid of Oompa Loompas? Are you afraid of the scary tunnel?
Yeah, what is up with that anyways? Chickens and centipedes?
I don't know. It's weird. Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies?
Dad?
Are you afraid of whale song? Nothing? Are you afraid of returning to your mother's womb?
No. Are you?
I'm asking the questions. Are you afraid of carnivals?
No.
Are you afraid of rabid dogs?
Big dogs, yes.
Are you afraid of puppies?
No, of course not.
What if they were malformed, stillborn puppies with pus oozing out of their eye sockets?
Ew.
Are you afraid of being possessed by an evil spirit?
You know, I never thought of most of these things until now.
Are you afraid of lawnmowers?
No.
Are you afraid of the heat death of the universe, where all energy slowly dissipates over eons until there is no life remaining anywhere? Me neither. Are you afraid of werewolves?
No.
Are you afraid of the big bad wolf?
Really, Dad?
Are you afraid of Freddy Krueger?
No.
Are you afraid of Michael Myers?
I don't think so.
Are you afraid of Jason?
I'm afraid not.
Huh, good one. Are you afraid of Leatherface?
Who are these people?
You know, from Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies.
I don't watch those movies, Dad.
Because you're afraid of them? Are you afraid of your husband going crazy in an isolated snowbound hotel and coming after you with an axe?
I'm only 14, Dad. I don't have a husband.
Are you afraid of Chucky?
No.
Are you afraid of Pennywise, the dancing clown?
No, and you've already asked about clowns.
Are you afraid of the rock band Kiss?
No.
Are you at least afraid of Gene Simmons?
No.
Are you afraid of Richard Simmons?
Yes!
Are you afraid of Voldemort?
Come on, Dad, no!
Are you afraid of Sauron?
No.
Are you afraid of Schmeagol?
No.
Your brother is.
Probably not anymore.
Are you afraid of Darth Maul?
A little bit, maybe.
Are you afraid of Darth Vader?
Yes, of course.
Really? Even though he's just a poor slave kid who lost his mother to sand people?
Yes.
Even though he was in love with Padme, he was burned, and he had his legs and hand cut off?
Yes.
Even though there was still good in him?
Yes.
Even though he was forced to read horrible dialogue?
Dad.
Even though he ultimately gave his life to save his son and defeated the Emperor?
Dad, please.
Okay, okay. Then tell me, after all the work the prequel movies did to make you care for Anakin and make him such a likable, conflicted character, why would you still be scared of him?
Because he chokes people with the Force until they die.
Well, I can't disagree with that.
Thank you.
Are you afraid of going down in the basement?
We don't have a basement.
But if we did?
No.
Are you afraid of dying alone?
Dad, can you please stop now?
All right, yeah, I suppose. We are almost home anyway.
Thank you.
No problem. Are you afraid of moths?
This is Megan Latham, and I'm here to tell you that the Journey Into podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. This means that while you cannot change it or sell it, you are encouraged to share it, however, and whomever you would like. The theme music for the podcast has been provided by The Man in Space.